Lighthearted topics, aimless ramblings, child interviews, or serious conversations. You may never know what you receive while listening to us, but we hope to entertain you a bit and maybe even give you a touch of random insight. Whether we thread different topics together or we split them apart, you won't be disappointed with our random threads. Hi, welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. Today I was going to read, it's supposed to be like song lyrics, but we just haven't gotten quite the right tune to it yet. So I kind of just want to read the lyrics to you. Okay, so we titled it, You May Think. You may think I talk too much. You may think I brag about everything good for me. You may think I want all the attention. You may want me to shut up and sit down. You may see me as a weirdo or extremist. You may want to never have anything to do with me. You may say that I am crazy to your friends. You may believe I've rocked off my roller. You may think I've rolled off my rocker. You may think I live in a past concept. You may think I bought a lie I never turned in for a refund. You may think I drink from a different water source. You may want to turn me into the reality checkers. You may think and want to do a lot of things. But proof is in the pudding. Results are in the facts. Testimony is in the truth. I believe what my love draws me to. I grow from what peace brings me. I flow with faith and the longing for more. I increase in the knowledge that I am not done with life. I dwell in the realness that I have not come to merely die. I lean on the fact that what I say every time produces. I shout out to the ones I hope listen. I sing out to the ones I hold dear. I represent the experiences of the experiments of a curious soul in the love which brought us all to life. Dakota and I wrote that on October 2nd, 2020. I will put the lyrics or whatever on my Instagram feed. You can follow me on Instagram at random_threads_podcast, and I will have, like I said, I'll have the lyrics typed out there. I think they're pretty deep, and of course they're very personal to us, Dakota and I, just because we went through a major life-changing event in the last year, and so we've been basically faced with a lot of self-doubt and questioning our own decisions and stuff like that, that sometimes we just have to take a step back and just look at each other and just know that, man, just us, you know, just Dakota and I, and it's our choices, our decisions on our life, and we don't necessarily have to ask permission of anybody else, and if they like it, cool. If they don't like it, oh well, you know, this is Dakota and I's life, and so we basically just always need to remember that no matter what happens, no matter what anybody else thinks, it's him and I in the end. And so sometimes we have to make sure that we are keeping our mental health in the forefront of our minds, so to speak, no pun intended, that sometimes we just have to make sure that we're not necessarily on, like, for example, not on social media as much, because you have a greater chance of comparing your life and your outcomes and your appearances to those that you see on social media. And so there's a really good practice that, man, just take time and, like, just ignore your notifications, you know, take time for yourself and just stay off of the feeds that may encourage you to be negative about your own life, you know. And so, like, that's just one of the bigger ones that Dakota and I usually tend to do, so that we're not comparing ourselves with anybody else, and that we're not tempted to or anything like that. And so and it's funny because, like, the biggest way that you can, like, promote yourself and promote your business, and, like, me with this podcast, promoting this podcast, and Dakota and I with our YouTube channel and our reselling, you know, our eBay selling and stuff like that, is there is a fine line between building your community for your business and getting your clientele and stuff like that. There's a fine line between that and then actually just binging on social media And so it's just one of those fine lines that you just have to find a happy balance to, because as business owners or as people that are trying to promote themselves and increase in their success, you have to build that community. You have to be in touch and be social with people that are potential clients or people that are potential customers or anybody that you're able to help. And so you just have to make, or at least we have to make sure that we are balancing that out with not just getting on social media and zoning out and, you know, just looking at other people's lives and comparing their happiness to our happiness or their unhappiness to our unhappiness or whatever. And so this is a shorter podcast, but it really hit home because here in the last week or so, I've struggled again with a lot of self-doubt and like wondering if the decisions I've made for my life and the decisions we made together were the best decisions that we could do. You know, like just for instance, like the psychology course that I'm taking, I absolutely love it. I do. And I'm really excited about where it's going to take me in the future and where it's taking me even now. But sometimes I doubt myself, like, should I have started taking this course? Should I have waited a little bit longer in my life? All of these different things because of time and money and all the different things that certain decisions that we've made require of us. Anyway, if you have any questions for me or if you have any comments, you can definitely email me. That would be threadsrandom@gmail.com. And all of the threads on all of my different threads is THREDZ. There's a Z at the end. That's what's unique about us at Random Threads. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast, you can follow me or message me on Instagram. And that's random_threads_podcast. Anyway, this is a solo podcast that I host. My name is Shayna, and I really hope that you guys have gotten something from today's podcast. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you at the next one. Thank you.
You may think I talk too much. You may think I brag about everything good for me. You may think I want all the attention. You may want me to shut up and sit down. You may see me as a weirdo and a extremist. You may want to never have anything to do with me. You may say that I am crazy to your friend. You may believe I've rocked off my roller. You may think I've rolled off my rocker. You may think I live in the past concept. You may think I bought a lie. I never turned in for a refund. You may think I drink from a different water source. You may wanna turn me into the reality checkers. You may think and want to do a lot of things, but proof is in the pudding, results are in the facts, testimony is in the truth. I believe what my love draws me to. I grow from what peace brings me to. I flow with faith and longing for two. I increase in the knowledge that I too. I dwell in the realness that I have not come to merely die. I lean in the fact that I say every time. Every time produces. I shout out to the ones I hope, I listen, I sing to the ones I hold dear. I represent the experiences of the experiments of the caress and the curious. So in the love, which brought us all to life.